So now for a conversation on something called place activation. Just means getting more feet on streets and bums on seats, basically. And as you may have heard this morning on the breakfast program, Esperance has been trialing these nodes. They're outdoor alfresco seating in parking bays outside shops, but they haven't been accepted by the community at large. Esperance Shire President Ian Mickle told us this morning they would only be keeping two of these nodes.
Well, the general opinion, I think, was that two of them worked and work well. One of them is in front of the cinema, the Breakaway Cafe there. They felt that one fitted in really well and worked well. And another one that was in front of what used to be Ricardo's down on the Esplanade is now 33 Degrees, a new business being established there. And they felt that those two worked. The rest of them weren't good. And the comments come loud and strong concerning that. Even our Streetscape Advisory Committee said that the urban nodes were a great idea, however they were poorly executed. And that's my assessment of it as well.
And to make sense of all this, community consultant and director of the Bank of Ideas, Peter Kenyon, joins me now. Hi, Peter.
Good morning, Elsa. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. So these seats in parking bays, these alfresco areas, what went wrong here, do you think? Why do you think the community rejected most of those initiatives?
Elsa, without actually physically seeing them, I couldn't comment on their location or whatever. I certainly listened to the tape of your President Ian Mickle, and I have huge respect for Ian for a long period. He's been a person totally committed to Esperance for a long, long time, and I've always admired him. I really admired the honesty and his critique of what went on and why perhaps it wasn't the success it was. Can I say that, across the globe, this concept called nodals, or in most places they're called parklets, is the term that's used. Mm. It became in the latter part of in the 2090s period, really the in thing for revitalising CBD areas and main streets. And so this parklet or this urban nodal concept has kind of like happened all over the globe, and particularly across Australia. And look, overall, I think it's had a very average kind of like impact. And in lots of places, including my own hometown of Kalamunda, where there was one attempted in the main street, where it's really been quite limited in terms of the impact it's actually made. But there have been places where it has worked well. And certainly Oxford Street there in Vincent's are great. And I think a great example of this is in Albany Highway, where the town of Vic Park have really put in place a number. And I love the one on the corner of Albany Highway and Mackey Street down there, where all the car yards down at the causeway end of Albany Highway. That one's has worked incredibly well. And I think it illustrates why it does and doesn't work. And certainly ownership of it by the nearby businesses and their investment in it, in terms of their staff time and the way the staff interact with it, the way the community owns it, the attraction of it, and that it's not just seating. It's kind of like a place where people actually want to be. And so obviously issues to do with wind protection, with shade, with plants, flowers, and even the Vic Park ones have activities for kids to do. You know, some of them have a play box built into them and things like that. And they have worked incredibly well, but in most places it hasn't. And I suppose if I had to generalise, I think the reason why the parklet or the nodal kind of like concept has had very limited impact across the country, and particularly in rural areas, has been for two reasons. One, in country towns, we know lots of people believe it's cars that shop, not people, and therefore they want to be able to park out the front of their shop, particularly if it happens to be a paper shop or a news agency or a post office, things that they want to rush in and out of. And so they resent greatly when you kind of like take out four parking spaces and create that. So that's a traditional kind of like thing that people have always seen, that I need to be able to pull up in front of the shop kind of like mode that we know that a lot of people in our rural towns have.
Yeah, that's definitely applied in this situation.
That's an attitudinal thing, and then you've got to fight that. It's not people shop, not cars, but trying to get that across to people is often hard. But
are you saying that attitude is coming from the shoppers or the owners of the...
Well, no, definitely from the shoppers.
Yeah.
But I need to say also, one of the sad things I find often caught up in a lot of Main Street reinvention is the fact that a lot of people who own shops like to park out the front of their own shops, or their staff do. I can't think of anything sillier. I mean, why would you want to occupy car spaces right in front of your own shop? But that, again, is one of those kind of like things I've often found has been one of the real hassles we have in terms of getting people into our main streets. But probably the bigger issue that I think we need to talk about is that place activation is just part of revitalising the business life of a CBD or a main street. And I think we've got to realise that place activation on its own will never work. What we need is to recognise that what needs to happen is, how do we reinvent these businesses? How do we reinvent the appeal of these businesses? And you know what? Customer service is infinitely more important than anything else. The attitude of staff, the way that staff welcome and interact with people, the vibe of the business, the range of product, the marketing, these are things that we can't ignore. And so often we think, you know, very simplistically, all we need to do is somehow, you know, do something like a parklet, and suddenly we're going to have all these people wanting to rush in and put their hands in the pockets and spend on local products and services. It doesn't work that way. When it comes to reactivation of a main street or a CBD, it needs to be a comprehensive strategy. It needs to be a business development strategy. And we need to look at the things that really help businesses to get those tills ringing. And it's not just kind of like having something like a parklet out the front. It needs to be a comprehensive approach. And that's probably one of the reasons why the parklet, often driven by planners as opposed to economic development people, have never quite worked in a lot of locations.
You're listening to ABC Goldfields Esperance, and Peter Kenyon is my guest. He's an expert in community consultation, and he's been awarded the WA Senior of the Year a couple of years ago for his work within regional communities. He's talking to me today about place activation in Esperance. Peter, you mentioned there, and you've spoken before about how important just the quality of shops and the quality of customer service in the regions is, and that's a big area for improvement. Do you think that something like the council or the shire actually has scope to dabble in that?
I think if we're, you know, interested in creating a healthy, vibrant community, which really is often the, you know, if you look at the vision statement of most local governments, that's what they're meant to be on about. Obviously, they do have a key role to play. But they need to do that, obviously, in partnership with the business community. And obviously, if there's things like a local chamber of commerce that represents those businesses, they're a key player. But so are the businesses that make up that main street. Years ago, I was involved in introducing in the WA a program called Main Street. And then in Victoria, we developed one called Street Life. And it was really about, how do we revitalize both suburban kind of like main streets and kind of like country town main streets and CBDs. And we found, working there with a number of local governments across WA and in some of the other states like Victoria, where we had the Street Life program, it really, local government can play a significant role, but they need to do that in partnership, and they need to realize that a strong community needs a strong business or local economy, and a strong economy needs a strong community. They're the two sides of the same coin. And so no local government can avoid kind of like seeing that part of their role is to contribute to the vibrancy of a community, and that includes business vibrancy. So I think most councils get that, and most councils employ economic development staff, and obviously when they engage in street redevelopment, like Esperance says, obviously when one looks at the goals behind why they engaged in that, you know, it was quite clear when I read, for example, the reference on their website where they talked about the importance of kind of like doing that in terms of, at the top of the list was promoting vibrancy, supporting local business, enhancing walkability, increasing the pedestrian flow. All of those are issues that local government does need to kind of like become an active player within, alongside other kind of like key stakeholders. And when it comes to parklets, you know, total waste of time to introduce a parklet if you don't have the active support of the businesses that front onto that. And just from listening to the interview this morning, obviously two of them work well because, again, they, and particularly one of them, was really owned by that local business who actually contributed to kind of like making it happen. You know, attitude of staff is just so important. That customer service is by far the most overwhelming kind of like factor in the success of any business. And it includes, if you're wanting to attract people into your business and hang around and have coffee and lunch and use it in that al fresco, their interaction with the staff that border onto that are absolutely vital. And so, yeah, we do need to invest in that. How are we actually enhancing? For me, as someone who just believes passionately in rural Australia and particularly small towns, can I say the number one economic issue that we have is called customer service. And unless that's central in everything we're doing, whatever we do cosmetically, physically, ain't ever going to have the full impact that it deserves.
Peter Kenyon, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. And I look forward to being up in the region in early September and coming back in the third as part of the Tidy Town. So I'm looking forward to going to Esperance and having a look at what's actually happening again there. And I'm looking forward to obviously being in Kalgoorlie, which is my favourite regional kind of like city. I just love walking the streets of Kalgoorlie and staring up. I think it's just one of the great cities. So I look forward to being in your part of the world shortly.
Fantastic. Thanks, Peter.